We're live.
Hello from Hill Valley, California. I'm here with Doc Brown and Biff Tannen. My name is Martin McFly, and please join us as we go back to the future on this, the 50th episode of the most amazing WordPress podcast ever to exist on planet Earth. The Dradcast starts now.
From the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's
you know what time it is.
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold.
For the Dradcast. Here to talk WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop with community leaders.
Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly.
We bring you your favorite Santan alumnus, Brad Williams and Trey Armada. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dradcast starts now.
McFly, we're
1.21 gigawatts, Marty.
Oh, back to the future.
We're back. It feels like we've been gone forever. We're back for an amazing episode. Not only amazing, but amazing milestone. The big number 50. Great.
I never thought we'd make it past 5. We're at 50. That's just ridiculous and awesome all at the same time. But congratulations to you, brother. I'm glad we jumped onto this journey, and it's been a hell of a good time. How you been?
I've been good, man. We've had a lot happen since, what was it, I guess 3 weeks ago since our last broadcast. I mean, I've been to Israel, I got a boat, I got a new truck. Dre, you've been cruising the high seas out there on a cruise ship.
Yeah, the week after our last episode, I actually got promoted to Blue Belt, so I am now a Jiu-Jitsu Blue Belt.
Yes, congrats.
Yeah, thank
you. Awesome. I know you worked hard for it, so.
Yeah, I'm still bleeding on the mat. I'm at home. This is crazy. But, man, yeah, got to float all over the ocean. You were in Israel for a great wedding and a good event, and fortunately you got out before it got a little hectic. So bless everybody over there. Hope everything works out for folks. Man, I don't know if we're going to have enough time for everything here today, but it's going to be good. That's for damn sure.
Yes. We got to get right into it. So with that, let's bring on the main El Polo Diablo himself, Mr. Josh Strebel. Josh, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, guys. It's good to be here on such a monumentous occasion.
Yes. We're very excited to have you. We had you on the show. It's been a while now. I guess I probably should look that up.
It was May 22nd of 2013, episode 13. See what we did there?
You got some good numbers. 13, 50. That's maybe we'll have you back on 69. I don't know. We'll see. really excited to have you back. There's a lot going on. A lot's changed in your world since we last had you on, so we have plenty to talk about, but let's get right into it because we do have a lot. So first, we got to start with, I need to know what you guys are sipping.
Hey, what you sipping on?
Oh man, that never gets old. And I am thirsty today. In fact, I won't be training this afternoon because I'm heading up the mountains, up to the mountains to go jeeping and shooting stuff. So I'm gonna have a beer today. although some might consider it dirty water, I'm just gonna have a Bud Light because I gotta keep it pretty kicked back until I get up the mountain. Hey, but at least it's not a ball of water or a diet anything, right?
Oh man, Josh, what do you got over there? I know you you had a special dedication for the show. Maybe you can fill the audience in.
Well, you know, like the movie Rocky, Stella.
Oh man.
Yeah, man, it's a beer show. Well, I'm not gonna fit in at all, but I got a glass of the Red Label. Brought back good old duty for in the States. So, cheers, fellas, to a good show.
Salut to that. All right. Man.
So where do we begin? Generally in a host interview, we like to kind of talk about where you started, how you got to where you've been, but we've kind of done all that, right, Josh? So I think you got a lot of, like we said, a lot of stuff has changed, a lot of new things going on since our last show. So why don't we kind of talk about some of the new things going on in your life?
If I saw a lot of you guys at Pressnomics back in November, and if you remember, my wife Sally was extremely pregnant with our with our second son, who arrived shortly thereafter. So I have last 6 months just been in, 8 months been in dad heaven. You know, just I got two little boys that just want nothing more than to hang out with me and play trucks and trains and blow stuff up. And you know, I'm just having a good old time doing that. Business is going extremely well over at Pagely. Hopefully, you guys maybe have seen some of the news we've been pushing out. Some big changes over there. All in all, life is good. Life is good.
I'm curious. So obviously, you know, Pagely is your company. Started, you've grown a lot over the years. How is it kind of juggling a business like Pagely and two young kids? I don't have kids personally, so if anyone is listening and wondering, so I'm from outside looking in. I've always thought it would be extremely challenging, especially if you work out of your house. But a lot of people do, and I always hear great things. So how's it been for you? What's your perspective on that?
Well, the old Josh and the new Josh are two different people. The old Josh was grinding away 70, 75 hours a week, working all hours of the night. Was waking up late. The new Josh puts in about 7 hours a day and is home by dinner.
Hey, you.
Story, bath time and story time with the boys. And then,
who is,
you know,
this guy?
I got to go to bed because they get up at 5:30 every morning. So the real crux of it is good organization on Sally's part. She really kind of sets the schedule, and as long as we adhere to it, everybody's happy.
Yeah, that's cool to hear, and I think that's it makes sense, I guess, right? So it's funny you say out with the old Josh and with the new, but you got to adjust your schedules when it comes to kids, right? I don't have personal experience, Dre. You've got five awesome daughters, so you've been there, done that, and you're still doing it, right?
Yes, sir. And you know, they trump all at the end of the day. Businesses come and go, and the reality is, look, we can make a lot of money. We may not. Ultimately, we don't go to the grave with that, but we can go to the grave with great memories of raising children the right way, and that's always going to be at the forefront. So you do. You make those adjustments. You make those sacrifices, whether it's business, whether it's your schedule on the jiu-jitsu mat, what have you. They need to be at the forefront. So I commend you on that, because I certainly understand the challenges that come with that and how it influences everything else around you. Now, let's talk about influence a second, because really when it comes down to what you've done with your business and what you've grown there in terms, you've made a whole new section of business a reality within WordPress. Pagely was the first managed WordPress hosting provider on Earth, on planet Earth, as we talked about in the intro monologue. What does that landscape look like today? Because I'll talk about that a little bit in my closing, but it has certainly changed, and it's not just managed WordPress hosting anymore. You guys are hanging with the big dogs. Like, this is a real, tangible business opportunity now that has stemmed from what Pagely started. What does that landscape look like to you? How has that changed, Josh?
Well, you know, a short 5 years ago, it didn't exist. And the offerings out there were quite a bit different to where they are now. And I think in that 5 years, things have evolved so quickly, and the customer, most importantly, has come to expect so much more. Mm-hmm. And so I think those hosts that don't pack in that extra value, that extra customer service angle, that extra performance angle, they're just not relevant anymore. Because as Pagely's shown, and some of our competitors have shown, there is a ton of money still in hosting. It doesn't have to be a race to the bottom on price. It can be a race to the top on support and features.
I think initially, like when WordPress was really taking off, like 2007, 8, 9, around that time frame, I think it was a race to the bottom, just trying to go after WordPress with $5 a month, $2 a month, you know, $50 a year type plans. And I think you're right. People finally realize, and this is a few years in the making, but people finally realize there's a value to what you're paying. You get what you pay for. If you pay $5 a month, don't expect the world. You know, you'd be lucky if your website's up most of the day. So I feel like people have finally said, look, I don't mind paying $20, $30, $40, $50 a month if I'm taking my website seriously. And I think companies like yours, especially around the managed WordPress hosting, have helped kind of lead that charge. Is that what you've seen too on your side with kind of the pricing and some of the competition around Pagely?
Most certainly. It's becoming the norm, not the exception, I think. There's some other companies. Pantheon's one that's kind of interesting. They're doing something with Drupal and WordPress, and they're, you know, took a whole ton of funding, and they're stepping up that whole game for Drupal as we've done for WordPress. And so I think it's a domino effect that people are just going to continue to specialize in a solution to be the absolute best service available for that solution. And then the customers, you know, the days of having cat blogs are over. You know, people still have them, obviously, but it's a legitimate way and means of sustaining yourself and making a living now is through your blog and through your online presence. And if you're counting on that for your mortgage, you're going to want the little extra bells and whistles that come with a premium environment.
Well, I want to step back a second because, Brad, you hit something that hit home for me when I start thinking about these cheap low-priced hosting environments that we saw in years past. But how much of what's going on in the WordPress hosted space or managed WordPress hosting space is smoke and mirrors? Because you have legitimate competitors. I mean, you got the Pages of the World. There's other ones out there that we're on one specifically here with Dragcast as well. What does it look like coming from those big 800-pound gorillas that now have these WordPress managed hosting services? How much is that of that is legitimate actual hosting space for WordPress, and how much of it is a marketing ploy, smoke and mirrors, to try to attract some of those customers that are maybe looking for WordPress specific type hands-on or expertise?
I don't want to degrade anybody.
Throwing out names. Just do it. You
know? we can keep the names out of it. What I guess I'm speaking to is the differentiation between legitimate, what I consider a real WordPress managed host, the Pagelys, the WP Engines. There's a few of them out there. And then there's some large-scale companies that have been around doing shared hosting for a long time that, oh my gosh, all of a sudden have this managed WordPress hosting. I mean, how much of that is just marketing smoke and mirrors?
Well, they've had their come-to-Jesus moment. They got tired of losing their customers to us, and so they decided, well, shit, we need to do something. And I will give them credit. I've seen some specs on some of these solutions, and they've done some work on the caching layers, and they upgraded their nodes to SSD drives. But, the technical hardware side of it, it's still only 20-30% of the solution. It still comes down to us at Pagely. I've been working at WordPress for 10 years. Josh Eichhorn, our CTO, working with WordPress for 10 years. It's that kind of expertise that we bring to the table that allows us to continue to push the envelope forward. Where if you're just upgrading your hosting stack and changing your website to talk about WordPress, you've done nothing to address the technical expertise of your support staff. You've done nothing to really dive deep, and you haven't had the history yet to build that knowledge base of why this obscure but important plugin affects something else over here, or why 98% of all WP options table rows are set to autoload that don't need to be. Little things like that.
Look, none of these are going to work. You've got three pieces to it. I've said this in the past: people, process, and technology. The technology stack is going to be one part of it. But quite frankly, I can go and use some really crappy hosting right now and make WordPress zing. I can put together a really kick-ass product and end project for a company, even a larger scale organization, that it's going to be a successful project. Right, because I have that know-how, that expertise, that has to come into play. That has to be a big part of what's happening here. And I personally have concerns around what the bigger hosts are what looks like to me just big marketing ploy. So it's interesting to see where this will continue to develop, but it's certainly not going away. If anything, it's continuing to grow. There's more players, it seems, every day.
Right, there certainly is. And I think it's a good thing because it's just more market education. Now, obviously, they're probably going to be cheaper and target a little different audience than us. But the grand scheme of things, more people get exposed to WordPress, more people get exposed to a better quality of WordPress experience and things like that. So it's a win down the line.
So earlier you mentioned how you're not the old Josh anymore, but you certainly haven't slowed down. And I think it's pretty obvious anyone who keeps tabs on Pagely or hosts at Pagely, you've made some big moves in the past year. Namely, I think one of the bigger ones that caught my eye is you switched your infrastructure over to Amazon. Which was surprising when I first heard it. I mean, Amazon obviously hosts a lot of the internet. It's a great platform, but I know that that had to be a huge decision on your side and also a really big undertaking, I can imagine. Tell us a little bit about what went into that decision, how that process went, and kind of some maybe the outcome of now that the dust has settled.
Right. So in the early days, it was Josh and one or two contractors, and we relied a lot on our hosting provider to kind of do the heavy lifting for us, manage those servers, and they did a great job. I don't want to denigrate them. They really provided the value. As we grew and matured, though, our skill set and our new hires came on board, And we felt like we could take over a lot more of the DevOps ourselves and do a better job with it because we could be specifically focused on just our needs, not trying to fit necessarily in somebody else's business model. So we made the decision to move to Amazon for a number of reasons, chief of which they power a bulk of the internet. If Amazon's having a bad day, everybody's having a bad day. So we were looking first and foremost for redundancy, reliability, and things like that. The performance side of it made a lot of sense to us as well because we can easily scale these machines up and down and do what we need to do, and they have the RDS instances and caching and everything kind of all there. And it's all API driven, so it allowed us to do it quickly and do it ourselves. We didn't have to enter a support ticket to spin up a new server and things like that. So we were able to rapidly scale, increase our redundancy footprint and our global footprint for that matter, and really kind of pick up the performance side of everything. The process was... when that announcement finally went out, it was 8 months after we started moving the first site. I mean, it was
I can't even imagine. That's a huge, huge
undertaking.
And to my team's credit, and I have to give it all to Josh Eichhorn, our CTO, we had maybe 5 minutes of total outage during that moving. Wow. So we moved thousands of sites, hundreds and hundreds of gigabytes and you know, files and all these things, migrated DNS, all this. You would not believe. It was just such a process. And we got one or two support tickets. Oh, hey, guys, it looks like during the migration something went haywire. And we had a little blip here or there. But it was quite the painless process. So it was long and involved, but quite painless. And I'm pretty proud of that fact that we were able to do that.
That's amazing. I mean, I can't even imagine what went into that. Just anyone that knows hosting, especially on that level, can appreciate what you went through. Yeah. What was the response from your customers? Did most customers even, obviously the non-technical ones probably don't necessarily understand, Amazon versus whoever else, but did they notice a difference? Did they notice like there was some improvements or even maybe the technical people noticed a little bit more?
Absolutely. They absolutely noticed it, and everybody applauded. Our uncached page load times, 300% better, because we upgraded on the new servers. We did everything PHP 5.5. We trimmed out all the fat out of the operating systems, and we improved the Redis caching, the stuff that we were doing. So just the WordPress WP admin experience hugely improved. And so our customers noticed that right away because, things were just loading like this. It acted as if it was cached when it wasn't. That's how fast our servers are now. And then the actual load time through the cache nodes was decreased as well. So it was a performance boon right across the board, and everybody was like, wow, this is amazing. And then the added benefits of, oh, yeah, by the way, you have multi-region failover on your databases now, and you have all these intrinsic benefits that just come with Amazon that now pass through Pagely. And our customers, the technical ones, man, they all upgraded their plans and said, oh, give me more, we're ready to go. And the less technical were like, sounds good, things are faster, I'm happy.
As long as it's faster and it loads, they're happy, right?
So.
Yeah, that's cool, especially if you have some big wins in the admin side. I know that's one of the biggest challenges for any host is the admin side of WordPress because there's only so much caching you can do when something needs to be really kind of dynamic. So
And to go back to what Dre was talking about, to make WordPress fast, it's not hard. You Nginx or Varnish, boom, you have sub 300 millisecond page load times. Try doing that on the dashboard with 5,000 posts in the database and the Yarn plugin, right?
Good luck. Yeah, for sure.
So that's where we spent all our time, was improving that experience for the user, and it really paid off.
It'd make a grown man cry.
Oof. Yeah, and the biggest benefit we got is Pingdom is showing us 4.9, some cases 100%, depending on which cluster we're monitoring over the last 6 months at Amazon.
Well, continual improvement. I mean, I'll tell you that's what's going to continue to drive a good customer base. So exciting news. That's looks like a decision and a long architecture plan executed well, and it seems to be paying dividends, and I think it will continue to do so for you. let's step away from that a second, because that's your business, but there's a lot of businesses growing in the WordPress space, and that may be a discussion point we're going to hit on a little bit here today. You got this little event that you started a couple years ago. Who knows what your thinking was behind that, but you kicked it off, and holy cow, here you are on the eve or the birth of your third event named Pressnomics 3. That's coming here in January. How are you feeling about that, man? How has it progressed? I mean, from the early stages, what is in 2012 to what it is now today?
Oh, shit. Okay, so first...
that sums it up. Oh, shit.
All right, so let me first say that all the feedback we've gotten is absolutely amazing, and it was entirely unexpected. Holy shit. Sally was the confident one. She's like, we can do this. We got it. I was just like, holy crap, dude. What do we get ourselves into? But it went off really well, and the second time was a little nerve-wracking as well. Because you're like, oh shit, you know, and we've set the bar here. How are we ever
going to? It's like the sequel to a movie, right? They're usually pretty shitty. They're like, how's this going to work out?
Well, like the Terminator 2 of sequels, you know? Like,
oh. Well, the sequel was better than the first by a lot of accounts. And so, you know, now here we are. We typically did it in October, November, but after the last one, with just having the new baby, plus everything we're doing at Pagely with Amazon Move, we decided we just push it out so we can have some more time to do it right. Because I think the feedback we get from attendees is that it seems as if everything's been thought of, and it's just like a perfect event. And that's because it takes us 8 months to plan for it. Right? So we had to push it out a little bit into January this year to give us the proper time to do it. And we're really excited. It's going to be the same venue, the Tempe Mission Palms.
Very nice.
End of January. And we got, we're playing with the format a little bit. I think we're going to do something interesting on Friday afternoon with the speakers. We got some more social activities, you know, like golf, I think, is a mainstay. People really seem to enjoy that. But we might do something else interesting on Saturday. And there's a few special events here or there.
I ordered my travel bag for my golf club, so just throwing that out there.
Dude, you got to get out and golf. It is so much fun. The guys that...
Even though you didn't golf the first year, Dre, you had to go bowling.
That was called, I needed to be in air conditioning with a massive hangover. That's what it was.
I powered through. I was out there at like 6:30, and Josh just comes up and hands me a shot of whiskey. I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be a fun day.
Hey, that was damn good scotch. Come on.
Awesome. It was good. It was a little rough.
Hey, but we learned. We learned in the second year we didn't start golf till 10:30.
Good call, coach.
I'm jealous because I didn't get to make the second one. I heard a lot about it. I was in Europe, and just with the scheduling, it was just too close together for me with that big of a trip over to Europe. But I mean, Dre and I I've only heard great things about it. We've talked a lot about how much we got out of it, Dre. I know you've been both years. I mean, if you're in the business of WordPress, it's an amazing event and one that you're going to get a lot out of. I, in my opinion, more so than a traditional WordCamp because it's so focused on business. I really think the presentations, in my opinion, don't take this the wrong way, Josh, but I really think they're kind of secondary to the networking that happens there, right? And maybe that's one of the goals that you're aiming for, because I got as much out of just the hallway conversations, hanging out at lunch and dinners and drinks and golfing as I did sitting in the presentations. And the presentations are great, but it's just so much to get out of it and so many people to meet. It's a who's who of the commercial industry. And
where I would like to see it go is instead of regular presentations like we see at a WordCamp is more TED style. And let's just go rock it up there and have a great discussion, a great story by someone in business, whether it's outside of the community or the ecosystem or someone that's been successful or has a really neat story to tell within the WordPress world. But more of a story like, look, this is where I started. This is where I went. And hey, if I could do it, damn it, anybody could do it. Let's rock and roll.
You know, last year I think Natalie did a really good presentation on designing your experience or designing your business or something. That was a very good presentation style that I'd like to model moving forward. Hey, if you can let me pay some bills real quick. Pressnomics wouldn't happen without these sponsors, which are most of the WordPress community. Microsoft Azure stepped up this year to be the title sponsor, and we're
awesome.
Super thankful for them, because that was not a small check. And then Envato, Mojo, Pagely are all coming in, and then Easy Digital Downloads, Pippin. God, is that guy killing it or what?
Fire, yeah. Dude, he's just a beast, bro. That's all it is. He's a beast. That guy's from a different planet, and holy shit, he's bred with like ninja, like for
he's
real.
He's so busy, he won't even come host the show. It's amazing.
He's like, I'm out. Yeah. Drop the mic.
God, you know, it makes me feel ridiculous for being lazy at 23. That guy's already
he's
just
so gangster. When he drops the mic, it levitates. I mean, like that's what it does. It's crazy.
We also got crowd favorite Site 5, and then just today iThemes and GoDaddy came on awesome. Board, and Corey Miller, you know, the sexiest voice in WordPress.
Without question.
And then real quick, thank you guys, Zendesk 10UP, Chris Lemma, WP Site Care, ThemeCo, and Drazel Company Security.
Yeah.
Sickly. Yeah, that's awesome.
The budget for Pressnomics is approaching six figures this year. And so ticket sales and sponsors are the bulk of that. So we really appreciate all their help.
Looking
forward to it, for sure.
So why don't you just let everybody know, so you said the event's January 22nd through 24th, 2015, right? Mm-hmm. When are tickets? When can everyone get tickets?
Tickets go on sale August 6th. And here's something special we're doing. Sally and I talked about this, and it was Sally's idea, like all good ideas. And we had such a good group the last 2 years that we want to reward them. So 4 or 5 days before August 6th, past the attendees will get an email with a promo code to get the early bird prize.
Nice.
And that includes a plus one.
Ayo. Wow,
that's great.
Because we figure past attendees kick ass, they probably have some friends that should be coming. And so that's probably going to take up 2/3 of the tickets. And then so the general ticket sales on August 6th, we expect to sell out within a day or two.
They're going to go fast. You definitely do not want to wait on it.
Nope.
You wait on it, you're going to miss it for sure.
And to speak, Brad, briefly about the presentations where you think the networking is a big part of it. We agree wholeheartedly, and that's why we structure in those times during the day, those breaks, and the you remember the ice cream break we had, the first one, and the social Saturdays and the events in the afternoon, because we realize a big part of what you take away is those relationships, and the presentations are, I consider, fuel, you know, just the catalyst of everything else that happened.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to put it, and that's exactly how I felt
ice cream
is the first one. And ice cream never hurts.
No, ice cream's awesome.
That's great. I'm looking forward to it. Pretty confident I'll be making it this year. Dre, sounds like you're probably going to be there as well.
Yeah, definitely. I got to support the event, man. I was around and heard of the discussions and had some cool conversations with Josh in the early days, and I will absolutely continue to support the event as long as I can.
Don't be bashful, Dre. Come on. Okay, so me and Dre were on Skype.
Dre bashful? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh shoot.
We were on Skype at like 1 a.m, just halfway drunk.
Halfway, I don't know who you fooled.
Talking about how we just had to do this conference for the hallway conversations, and my dumb ass is like, fuck it, we're doing it. And Dre said, good luck with that.
Good luck. I'll be there. Good luck.
Yeah, I'll support you, I'm out.
That sounds like a lot of work. Have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hilarious.
Well, wow, you've crushed it 2 years in a row. I certainly would have hindered that versus helped it. So kudos to you for going, I got it, Dre. Have another drink.
Yeah. So I'd like to talk about our first speaker. We have confirmed our first speaker for Pressnomics 3, and
breaking news.
We're gonna announce it right here.
Oh boy! Well, shall we wait throughout the show? Maybe press on here and.
So this cat, I've seen him talk a couple times, and he always reads from his slides like word for word, and he's a really smart guy and gives a great presentation. But he talks about his business. And he talks about the problem that was solved, and he reads from his notes. So I wanted to get to know his story, right? And I challenged him for 10 slides, max 50 words, and you got 35 minutes to tell us how you got from A to B. And he said yes, and so I'm just, I mean, really, you could call him the godfather of Pressnomics. JR Media is going to be our first speaker.
Oh. Yeah, man, no pressure there, right?
I think we got a show
clap. Godfather
completely honored to be asked, and wouldn't miss it for the world. It's going to happen. It's going down live at Pressnomics 3.
Yeah, I hope you get an invite, or else it'll be a little embarrassing.
Yeah, like, fuck, I'm taking a bus through Mexico. It's going to be awesome.
That's great.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I really want to hear you. You've got such an interesting story that we talk about privately, and I don't think I've ever heard you kind of relay it publicly, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Not in the context that we're talking about, right? Really talking about from where I came from, what I did, and how everything turned into what it did and where we're at today. I think it's going to be exciting to chat about that, and hopefully it'll serve as inspiration for other folks maybe thinking of taking that business plunge or taking it to the next level. Maybe they have something started but haven't been able to quite push it where they want to. It's very possible, and I'm excited to chat about my experiences.
Yeah, I love presentations like that, because I think it's easier to see where someone's at and say, man, I would love to get there. Like, there's just no way I can get there. Then when you hear the story of, oh, they started on someone, you know, on a coffee table in their house by themselves, just, you know, putting some extra hours in at the end of the day, and they just worked their ass off and got there, right? So I think it's very inspiring to hear stories about that, and really gets people motivated to go out there and do it.
Oh, and yeah, if you put me at 8 a.m. the second day, we're fucking fighting.
Oh, yeah. 30 a.m. before golf.
Oh, man, so you know the problem is that Josh's sense of humor, he will absolutely do that now, which is not awesome. But it is what it is. I'm excited to be there. I'm looking forward to it. For those that aren't in the know, it's coming up this January, so make sure to sign up as soon as tickets come online here at the beginning of August. If you're a previous attendee, there will be tickets. They may be coming on sale around the 1st of August. August 6th will be the real deal ticket sales, and Pressnomics 3 will be happening January 22nd through the 24th. Josh, awesome interview. Great to have you here. Why don't we kick off into this week's Pressing Topics?
Word. Pressing Topics of the Week.
So many topics. Like, dude, you leave for a couple weeks and like so much news happens.
Well, we've had in the past where we're gone for a week and then we come back and there's like two topics, but there's like just a cubic ass ton of topics or so.
Cubic ass ton, yes.
Yeah, you like that? I think one of the biggest...
Where do we start? I don't even know. There's
well, so let's hey, look, let's talk backward compatibility. That's something that we've tussled with in the WordPress core space specifically. Time and time again in the past, I think we've done a good job in terms of WordPress core in handling those type of backward compatibility problems. When it comes to something custom, maybe something that's a paid for product, that's a premium product, that becomes an area of concern. And one thing that came to light here recently was Advanced Custom Fields. It's a plugin. It's been around for a long time. It's got the a pro version, and there's been some issues on how the next release is going to drop certain features and backward compatibility within the software in itself. There's certainly a lot of developers that use it that have it. And a lot of their customer sites, and they're very concerned because that's going to create a lot of issues with their customers and those active production websites. So, what's your guys' take on this? Should the development of this next version include some types of backward compatibility for those using it, or some easy upgrade path, wherein it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case?
Yeah, it's a tricky subject, right? I definitely see where they're coming from. I don't think it's a matter of breaking backwards compatibility is the worst thing in the world. I think it's more of how they kind of went about it.
Sure.
So I can understand if you've had a product around for years, and WordPress suffers from this too, you know, trying to maintain that backwards compatibility can actually hurt the forward progress of the product, because you're so focused on making sure you don't break the old stuff that you're actually going to slow down the development going forward. And honestly, though, one of the reasons I think WordPress is so popular is because of the backwards compatibility support. I don't know. I'm really on the fence on this one. Like, I could definitely see the cons to both sides. I don't necessarily see breaking backwards compatibility as the worst decision in the world. I think it's just really how you go about it and making sure that it's understood and it's easy. Like, I think a lot of this was around kind of the upgrade path. People are going to upgrade, and if you had, you know, premium add-ons, they're not going to be recognized, and there'll be a lot of confusion around that. Like, I think, you know, it's just kind of odd the way they rolled it out. And Chris did a really good job of kind of explaining it. And just look at the number of comments. I mean, shit, how many comments are on this?
Oh, book? Man.
38. Wow.
I'll tell you, I've seen some of the groups on Facebook that have a lot of WordPress developers, and there's been some very spicy discussion.
Well, yeah, and one of the reasons this is such a hot topic is because this is such a integral part of any website. If you use advanced custom fields, it's a major component to your website. You're using it for metadata, right, on your content, that's going to be a huge component. So if that breaks, like, a lot of your functionality is going to. So I can see why people are so fired up about it, because it's just an integral plugin that they've built their entire site around, and now they're seeing one of the reasons why maybe using a plugin isn't the best route, you know.
Ugly.
I don't know, Josh. I'd be interested to hear on the hosting side. Does any of this type of stuff ever come back to the host? I mean, I would imagine it does in some form where users just don't understand and they say, "Hey, I updated, and maybe it's a host problem," but. How does that work when software just has weird, like, updates or things break and then people come to you? Like, how do you handle that?
Well, we're the first line of support for our customers, primarily. Even if it's a theme or plugin issue, it usually lands on our desk first. And we see a lot of it. The next-gen gallery stuff 6-8 months ago, ooh, that was just bad. We really just try our best to educate the client on what's going on, because it's not necessarily a I'm pissed issue, it's a I don't understand issue.
Right? Sure.
And so just a little education and walking them through it, and you know, we can always help them restore back a day or what have you if something went haywire. And then, you know, just really kind of holding their hand and having a shoulder to cry on. You know, we're, as a host, we're kind of at the mercy of the plugin guys and theme guys as well. If Jetpack pushes an update that is, you know, is used by 20 or 30% of our customers and it breaks something, we can do our best to help them roll it back, but we're kind of at the mercy of the Jetpack authors to some degree.
That's tricky. Yeah. Yeah, it's I've always tried to stay away. I used to use plugins like this for metadata years ago, but I kind of stayed away from it from this very reason. Like, if the plugin goes unsupported, or they roll out a severely breaks it, or something like this, they just completely change their data model and their structure, you're going to have a lot of problems. So I kind of, and this is what we do with the company too, we kind of stick to more code base. We have some classes and stuff we built and worked on and help expand that are actually out on GitHub. You can check out. But there's a few people have done that. I know Human Made has their own kind of metadata classes and stuff. There's some other ones that are kind of outside of plugins that are less likely to be destroyed, so, or to break. So it's risky when you're putting a feature that's that important on your website in the hands of a plugin author, a random plugin author. It's risky.
It sounds like the case could have been made for him to just launch a new plugin
with
an import or a translation script.
Yeah, I think that would have been smarter for sure.
A translation, you say? Oh, man. Look, celebrations. We're having a celebration, bitches. 50. 50th episode, man. I'm having a good time with that.
There's
a
lot of 50.
I'm 50, bitch. Wow. It's speaking of spicy, man, get a little edgy over here. I got to lay off the water beer here. But 50th episode, I'm excited about that. There's a couple other folks celebrating. Woo Themes turns 6 this year. Before I get to them, I want to give a congratulations to WP Beginner, who turns 5 this year. Saeed, he just does a great job there. There's some exciting news about him and some other stuff he's got going on. He has turned this celebration into a win-win for everybody. He has a campaign and a giveaway going off, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, Pagely is a $1,000 sponsor, a donation sponsor to this event. He's got a huge giveaway going on, but at the same time, he's using this as a means to build a school, actually a couple of schools, in Guatemala. Like, who does this?
Saeed's awesome. How cool is this?
The guy's a beast. So if you haven't checked it out, head over to the site. He's got the giveaway going on right now, and you know, the whole thing, it's leading back to school to educate folks. So yep. Good on him.
I'm definitely gonna make. I remember he did this last year, which is pretty amazing to build a school. Now he's looking to build two schools, right? So it's awesome. I donated last year. I plan to donate again. He's not that far off his goal. He's right around $40,000, and he's looking to bring in $50,000. So if you're out there, spread the word. You know, even if you only have a dollar, any little amount will help. So I think it'd be awesome to see him hit his goal. It looks like he will. Has about 9 days left. So. It's really cool to see this, to see him give back in this type of way, and the community to step up and provide the prizes to help give back, you know.
Yeah. See, so if I can chime in, yes, guys, Prestonomics gives a ton of money to St. Jude's.
Yep, that's awesome.
Matt did the charity water thing for his 30th birthday. Sayed's built in schools. In the grand scheme of things, this is the karma that will keep your ass out of hell, right?
And that's really what it's all about, folks.
No, I say that jokingly. I'm saying we are quite fortunate in our community because it's prosperous. There's plenty of business. There's a lot of money to go around. We're doing very, very well. Just try to give back any way you can.
Yeah, it's really cool to see giving back not only within the community, but I think it's even cooler to see when the community kind of rallies around each other to give back outside the community, and especially around, I mean, education for kids is probably one of the best ways you can give back, in my opinion. So it's really cool to see him pushing on this. So
I love it.
Love Mark, I'm sure. Awesome. Definitely help out.
You know, he's been growing, too, in terms of companies. He just acquired a website here, I think, a month or two ago. And latest news, actually, was breaking news on Post Status as of yesterday. Saeed has joined forces with Thomas Griffin. And they're going to be running some fun stuff together here. This goes back to the whole economics of WordPress and how we're maturing and these close-niche partnerships and mergers that we've seen. And, man, it has just spawned some really strong products and services beyond what we've seen in the last few years. So what do you guys think about this new marriage? And what's to come of this? I'm pretty smart guys.
I think they're going to take over the world. I mean, those two guys are amazing, right? Like, Saeed and Thomas, they're both really genuine and amazingly smart. Just sitting down with either one of them, even for 5 minutes, it's amazing some of the stuff they're working on, some of the stuff they've done. You want to talk about feeling like you accomplished nothing when you were younger? Hang out with one of these two guys. Because, I mean, Saeed, I think the first time I met him, he wasn't even 18 yet.
Yeah.
17, 18, and he already had run and sold businesses. I'm like, what the hell was I doing when I was 17? Like, zero. Like, I was doing nothing. I got fired from the grocery store. That's how awesome I was.
So Sad and Pippin are making us old guys look bad. Damn you, get off my lawn.
I'm 50.
Man.
I can't wait to see what else they do. I mean, the opt-in monster, it sounds like that's a grand slam. I can only imagine what they have coming up. So it's a win-win all around there.
Yeah, youngsters these days. No good. Yeah, I'm feeling way old, man. Like, yeah. They're just a couple years older than my oldest daughter. Like, that's great. In any event, let's move on before I start to cry on the air. So we know that there's a lot of events coming up. We talked about Prestonomics 3 here in January. One of the staples in WordPress is where Matt gives the State of the Word, which is WordCamp San Francisco every year. And attached to that, it seems, or right after, on the heels of WordCamp San Francisco, WooCommerce is putting together a conference. So WooCommerce Conference, November 3rd and the 4th. I didn't save that for the regular events segment because I wanted to talk about that a bit. This is a product-specific event. I mean, I'm sure it'll expand into other fun stuff, but are we going to see more of this as these products continue to grow in the WordPress space? We've seen a few. Genesis has done some, you know, their parent company has done some product specific stuff, but WordPress specific WooCommerce, that's a pretty big deal. What's your guys' thoughts on that?
I think more the merrier. This just shows the maturation of the market. This just shows that there's a sustainable business models with a large enough following to get, you know, a couple hundred people to fly across the country or the world in some cases to come learn about it. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, if maybe Pressnomics was the toe in the door, then the WooCommerce conference comes in and kicks it open, and the next guy is just going to blow the doors off the place, and there's going to be this really vibrant kind of conference community gathering sort of thing of all these kind of niche-focused things that are outside of WordCamp, which is great, but it starts serving different unique market segments.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think what is most interesting about this conference to me is what you mentioned, Dre, the fact that it's product-specific. Mm-hmm. It's a conference about a specific product. Now, obviously, WordCamps are products about WordPress, but that's kind of the whole umbrella, right? But this is about a specific product for WordPress. And there have been, I want to say there's been another one around a member, I don't remember. I think there was another one around a WordPress product, but this is the only one that's really caught my eye. So I'm really interested to see how this goes, to be honest. It's cool that it's right after San Fran. It's a little tricky timing for, you know, especially for people that are traveling far, because I'm coming from the west, from the East Coast to the West, and it's not directly after. It's about 5 or 6 days after. So it's kind of like, to go back and, you know, I'll probably just stay in San Francisco maybe.
So what you do, Brad, and to make this easier, is you open up WDS West. Okay?
Now we're talking.
You hire a man on the streets. You go over there, spend some time with him, and as that advances into something awesome, you stick around and you stick around for the WooCommerce stuff.
That might be how it goes down. So I guess at the end of the day, I really like seeing these kind of more niche-style conferences that are, you know, Pressnomics very kind of business, commerce, or, you know, commercial focus. WooCommerce focus on WooCommerce. I know there's like BizDev, much smaller, more micro stuff. Right. A lot of that's happening, which I'm really excited about on the West and starting to fire up on the East Coast. So I'm really loving this kind of breaking away from let's just have WordCamp, you know, and that's it. Like, let's get real specific about what we want to do. Get people together that want to get real specific too and just have a great time and learn, right? So
I'm all about
it. Keep that door open, because I'm ready for that whole rush of people just to fly through.
It's going to be gangsta. Woo! Well, you know, with that, I'm going to have to pour out a little of my 40 to my homies over at WP Bacon, because the bacon is dead, it seems, my
Stop
friends.
Sizzling.
You know, that's unfortunate. They made a good run there, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's not for the weak at heart. And the WordPress is, you know, the best podcast, the most amazing podcast ever to exist on the planet Earth. It's still alive and at episode 50. So God
it's
bless
them. It's hard to hang with the big dogs, right? But they had a good run. We love those guys.
They had a good run. Well, hey, this has been an awesome episode. Pressing topics were amazing. We actually had about 40 things to talk about, but I want to get into this week's Bark Tricks.
Let me show you a bar trick.
Oh, yeah, bar tricks.
Bar
tricks. The one thing I'm always so prepared for. Dre, why don't you kick it off for us?
Oh, man. I'm going to talk about something that, Chuck Reynolds from the Phoenix area pointed out this week, and I found this to be a pretty cool tool that'll help out considerably. Find, fix, and get control of the links on your website. It's called Link Patrol, and Link Patrol is a WordPress plugin that helps you find, review, and clean up links in your posts and pages. Lets you take action around nofollow and strip out links right from the dashboard, search for different keywords, find links and domains and keywords used by specific authors. Just a really robust way to take control of all the links you may have on a website and manage those, because oftentimes you'll end up with dead links. You're looking through Google Webmaster Tools. You got a bunch of 404s and different errors and stuff going on. Link Patrol will help you with that. It is a paid product. It's $25. And I definitely think you should go check it out. It's called Link Patrol, and you can find it at linkpatrolwp.com.
Link Patrol. Love it. Da-da. Gosh, man. I love it. Yeah. They should put that right on their website. Dre made us, says. Link Patrol. All right. We'll stop making fun of the name.
Wow.
It's better than Hooker, right? So.
Yeah. I.O.
Not IO. Not weird. How the scutter? What do you got there?
I'm looking at that picture of me on your Dradcast site, you know.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it right now, you need to go to dradcast.com. I think the picture of Josh on our website might be the best.
The best.
It is the best picture. It
definitely the best.
Down the best picture you've ever had. It's pretty amazing.
Okay, is it my turn for the bar trick?
Yeah, fire away, brother.
This is your poor man's WP armchair. It's called Rebel Mouse. It essentially does social aggregation with a simple embed. So if you go to pressnomics.com/social, you'll see it in action. It's pretty slick. It just kind of tracks your Foursquare and your Twitters and your Facebooks, puts it all into a nice, pretty page, and it's a real simple embed. I think it's anywhere from free to $20 a month to remove the brand new. So like I said, it's a poor man's WP armchair.
It seems to work well. That's a pretty cool solution to aggregating all of the social stuff going on for any event, and especially when you load it on pressnomics.com/social and you see Brad and Dre on the front page. So good times.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our big old heads. All right. Well, I have a bar trick, and we've talked a lot about some events today, so why not have an event for a bar trick, right? So we mentioned kind of these micro kind of I don't even call them – they're not conferences. They're kind of like get-togethers, right, where it's, you know, anywhere from 10 to, you know, 20, 30 people get together, rent a house, rent something on the beach, you know, go on a cruise, whatever, and have some very focused, time. To spend all presentations, just hanging out, a lot of just hallway stuff like we talked about. So we've seen a lot of this on the West Coast. A few of us on the East Coast are starting to get a little bit jealous. So we started chatting, and we decided let's do this on the East Coast. So there is an event coming up called East Meets Press. And it's going to be a group of people getting together to talk about business. And it's going to be kind of biz dev. It's going to happen in North Carolina in a town called Cure Beach, North Carolina. So we got this amazing rented this amazing house on the beach with tons of rooms, and there's water, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're interested, check out eastmeetspress.com. The event's going to be September 17th through the 21st of this year. Again, it's going to be pretty low key. It's not going to be a ton of presentations. There might be a few. It's going to be just a lot of networking, hanging out, sharing, really anything and everything. It's going to be all people kind of in the WordPress business world. So
that is weekend of my birthday. So.
Yes. Ben Fox is really headed up. We had him on the show about 4 or 5 episodes ago. Great guy. Worked on some really cool stuff. I'll be there. Tomas from WP Engines going. A few others have confirmed so far. So if you're interested, check it out. It's going to be a really great group of people.
Birthday weekend. Oh, yeah.
What happens when 20 people stop doing WordPress and start being real?
We really should just, like, you know, video cameras throughout the house, live stream it. It would be a
big brother.
It would be chaos. And lawsuits would ensue. I tell you, it would not end well. But in ending the show, I want to talk about a couple other events that are coming up. WordCamp Milwaukee coming up this month, July 25th through the 27th. I'll be out there. There'll be a lot of great discussions going on there. You got to check out the event if you don't have tickets. They may be sold out. If not, go buy a ticket. Come join us. WordCamp New York. I think Brad's speaking. That is August 2nd through the 3rd. Yes. I don't believe they're sold out yet, but that's going to be a huge event. So go check it out.
It's probably going to sell out. Get your ticket if you haven't. I'll be speaking on the second day. And actually, I'm really stoked because Boone, who had probably one of the most amazing intros ever on this show, is keynoting on Saturday. So that's going to be amazing. So if you can make it, even if you just go see Boone, it'll be worth it. He'll teach you something.
Yeah, he's a beast in his own right. WordCamp Grand Rapids coming up August 15th through the 17th. Tickets have went on sale for this year, the second year of WordCamp Europe, which is September 27th through the 29th. So make sure you get a ticket for that. They're up on the site now. We can't leave without mentioning Pressnomics 3 again. January 22nd through the 24th, tickets go on sale August 6th. Mr. Strebel, you're a gentleman and a scholar. I've known you for years. I love you to death. Thanks for coming on board. You're handful of repeat hosts. So I appreciate it, brother. Where can folks find you online?
Saint-rebel.com and Pagely.com and Strebel at Twitter. And thank you guys, man. I wish you another 50 amazing episodes.
Thanks, brother.
Thank awesome show. Much. Thanks a lot, Josh.
Brad, where can we find you?
Oh, man. You can find me in a house in North Carolina at East Meets Press. No, just kidding. I will be there, though. So, Twitter, WilliamsBA. I have a blog, strangework.com. I should probably start using it again, but just
I don't blog. Twitter. I am at DreMeda on Twitter. Some might say we've seen the rise and fall of theme businesses. WordPress-specific hosting services become contenders amongst the big boys. Small development shops graduating into large agencies, folks. Mergers, acquisitions, business successes, and failures to boot. This is all looking too familiar. To me, it's the evidence that WordPress and business around WordPress specifically is growing. The exciting part is where we're just at the tip of the iceberg. What's next? It's hard to tell, but it's certainly exciting. From an open source ideology into a very real and very big business playground, most definitely a space for bright ideas to turn into serious business and large revenue opportunities. WordPress and its economics is what is only a matter of time before it all becomes very, very real. Hell, I might just close by saying, who knows, maybe, just maybe, Josh Strebel was onto something when we chatted on Skype over a few scotches in early 2012. Episode 50 of Dragcast today, and now we've landed on a firm schedule for Pressnomics 3 in January 2015. If you're listening to Dragcast tonight, Brad and I sincerely thank you, and we thank you for sharing this milestone with us today. And if you're anything in WordPress business, you'd be a dunce to miss P3 coming next year. We'll see you there. For the Rad and Dread, I'm the Doctor. Thanks for joining us on episode 50 with Josh Strebel. We're out. Booyah!
I'm 50!
That was fucking great.
There you have it, folks. The latest edition of the Dradcast. If you dig the show, make sure you pass it on. If you have content for the show, want to submit to be a guest, want to listen to older episodes, visit the Dradcast website at dradcast.com. While you're there, make sure you click the iTunes subscribe link to catch us on iTunes. Don't forget to follow at Dradcast on Twitter, and we thank you for tuning in. Join Dre and Brad plus a new guest host next week.
Yes!
On another episode of the Dradcast. Dradcast.